Hello and welcome to Thursday Thoughts. Thursday Thoughts? What on earth are they, I hear you ask? Well, my friend Lucy and I meet every week over on Instagram to talk all things personal growth because she is as obsessed with it as I am. And we decided that we might as well put those conversations out as a weekly podcast. So now you can listen to us chat here on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we'll be talking about topics such as spirituality, limiting beliefs, the ego, imposter syndrome, gratitude, meditation, confidence, and so much more. So if you're ready, here we go.
I was thinking, we always do this. I was like, what the hell? And I think, you know, I think we almost take it in turns to sort of make a suggestion. But I just thought this morning, why don't we talk about manifestation? And I think manifestation is, I was suddenly thinking, shit, have we talked about this before? I mean, I'm sure we talked about it in a roundabout way, but I don't know that we've done a whole Monday motivation on manifestation. I don't think we have. Anyway, if we have, we're going to do it again. But I think the thing about manifestation is it's this kind of buzzword that is definitely on the increase. And I think people are starting to become, you know, rather than people just, you know, everybody just brushing off as a load of bollocks, I think people are starting to become a little bit more intrigued and interested and perhaps want to know a bit more about it. And the reason I want you and I to talk about it is I know that you and I are both really into, you know, all things woo-woo, all things personal growth and all things spirituality and therefore manifestation. But I think the problem with that word is that as soon as you mention that word, it's very easy for people just to go, oh my God, it's just such a load of shit. I don't believe in it. It's like, it's just a load of bollocks. And actually, the way that I like to think of manifestation is actually, it's just making shit happen. Manifestation is just making shit happen. Like, it really is. That is what it's about. And ultimately, it's about firstly, knowing what you want. And secondly, believing that you can actually have it, because it definitely, you know, the sort of woo-woo side of it is definitely you've got to believe that it's possible for you. And then it is literally taking what we call aligned action, taking steps towards it. So that's why I prefer to think of it as just making shit happen in our lives and just going for the things that we want rather than thinking about it is this kind of really sort of like out there, you know, just sit and meditate and go, I'm going to receive a blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just, you can think of it in certain, in much more practical terms than that. And therefore, you know, rather than just brushing it off, what would you say,
Chloe, to my rambling? Yes, I love that, because I think often when people talk about manifestation, it's like, well, it doesn't happen. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. I haven't got what I want. And it's maybe you could have been trying to manifest your dream house, your manifest, a sports car or whatever it might be. And it's like, well, it's just not happening. I'm still in the same place that I am. So I love that way of looking at it. It is about it's about really getting super clear on what you want. Because if you think, if we don't get super clear on what we want, we're kind of like going down lots of different alleyways rather than being really super focused on, okay, this is what I want to make happen. And then it's about just not pushing, not forcing it. It's about, if you really want it, then it's got to be sort of something which is really aligned to you and what you want. So then it's like, okay, so what steps and what actions can I take which feel good without pushing, forcing? Gosh, you know, I am very much in work in progress with this, because, you know, I have always been, I've really coming to realize this, someone who likes to have an element of control and like I set myself a goal. It's like, I want that. And then it's like, I'll get it, whatever. And I will work ridiculous hours, work really hard. And I think the more I'm discovering anyway, the more I push and force it to make something happen, actually it kind of feels almost like it's getting further away. So it's about, allowing yourself to really dream about what the thing is and then just taking the path which feels easiest. And I think that is where I'm coming at it from at the moment. Mm. Because actually, if it is easy, then, well, it's going to happen quicker, isn't it? And often there's lots of things standing in our way. And I think some of those things is when we start, is because that's when what happens when we start to push. So often we have lots of, you know, it's the not having clarity on what we want, but also all those unlimiting beliefs and fears and doubts. And if all of those are in the way, of course, they're like big roadblocks stopping us from getting to that clear vision. So we've got to kind of do the work in a way to clear the path so that we can get to where we want. And it does take an element of work. And this is where all this personal growth and development stuff comes from. I have got to say, I went last week to Nicola McCarthy. She's here on Instagram. And I went and had the most insane sound healing session with her.
Oh, wow.
And it was unbelievable that I almost felt, and I don't know if you've ever had a sound bath type thing, but oh my gosh, I felt like she just, I don't know what went on, but I felt it was clearing out loads of stuff.
Wow.
And I had these kind of like literally these big releases in my body. But it's stuff like that, which I think sometimes when you don't even know what's going on, it's just like, ah, but also all the work that we do, you know, thinking about your thoughts, things like breath work, they can really help kind of drum down and understand some of those parts of you which are holding on to those really old stories and beliefs which we've picked up along the way, which actually are no longer serving us.
Yeah.
They kind of were from childhood or whatever. You believe you're not good enough, you whatever they might be. So it's about really just getting aware of them and just beginning to release them, let them go. And it's almost like every more of that we can do, our pathway towards what we want is going to feel easier and easier. And we're going to get there. And I was wondering about you. I was thinking, you know, about times in my life where I've wanted something and it's actually come quite easily. You know, it's looking at when did that happen for you, when it was really meant to be, when you want something and it comes. And actually I was just thinking, for me, one time which was just so obvious at the time, and it wasn't quite a long time ago, it was when I wanted to become a teacher. I was working in PR at the time, I worked in London, and I was like, do you know what, I don't want to do this anymore, I don't want to do this, I want to become, I think I want to go to teaching. So I went and spent half an hour, an afternoon every week, I don't know how I managed to wang that, but I did, half an hour every week in a local primary school to see if it was something I wanted. I turned up, I was like, oh my god, I want to do this, this is what I want to do, I want to do this, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I want to do this. So I did that for just about a term, and I was like, I want to do this, how am I going to become a teacher? I had a look into it, it was like, oh gosh, it, you know, I was 26 I think at the time, 26 27, had a really good career in PR, it was going well. And then suddenly out of the blue, in the school I happened to be doing this in, they said, right, we thought it was too late, because they do this sort of graduate program where you can go and get a job on, train on the job. And they told me that, you know, they didn't have any spaces, I'd have to wait another year. And then suddenly they just said to me, right, we've got an extra space, do you want to come and do it? You can start, you know, in a few weeks' time. And it literally was that easy. And the whole part of it was so easy. And it was like, well, there we go. It was just all meant to be. And for me, that was like a real, I don't know, sometimes the magic does happen, I think, like that.
Definitely. And, you know, so, yeah, I mean, sometimes these things can happen really quickly. Although one thing I would say is that I almost think that a part of the block when it comes to manifestation is that people expect things to happen. And so I think it's really important to point out that actually, if you're working towards something, if you're trying to manifest something into your life, whether it be a job or a boyfriend or a house or a holiday or whatever it is, actually, these things can take time. And I think that that is part of the problem, is that we expect things so damn quickly. You know, we expect, like, we expect just to sort of be able to achieve things and get things. And, you know, the sort of culture that we live in, it's just everything is so, the sort of instant access to everything you want. But actually, when it comes to bringing things into your life, you know, big things into your life that you really want, it takes time, and it does take work, or it can, I mean, it can, you know, like you say, it can happen quickly for sure, some things, but other things and many things, you know, you have to sort of resign yourself to the fact that in order to get the things that you want to manifest into your life, it's gonna take some time and it's gonna take some work. But I think, you know, going back to our conversation last week about trust, it's, for me anyway, it's largely to do with when you trust and believe that something's going to happen, then it kind of doesn't matter how long it's going to take, because you just know it's going to happen. There's a quote from A Course in Miracles, which I absolutely love, and now my mind's gone completely blank. I know what it is. I love this. It says, though, I absolutely love this, those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait, and wait without anxiety. Those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait, and wait without anxiety. And when you really believe with all your heart that something is going to come into your life, whenever that might be, in, you know, as they say, divine timing, then you can just chill, because you know it's going to happen. You don't know when, but you have that belief and you have that trust. And that is often partly to do with the fact that you know that you're taking the step to work towards it. I mean, you know, you can take, I always think about my sort of one example in my life is sort of manifesting into my life, was when I decided that I wanted to work for Radio 2. Now, I just made a decision in my mind. In fact, I remember speaking it out to a friend of mine, one of my best friends, Jess. We were in the car. This was years ago. And I remember saying to her, I want to work at Radio 2. Because I've always been obsessed with music, and I think Radio 2 is just like the best station in terms of music. I mean, it's a huge, huge, huge radio station. Anyone who, not in the UK, it's a BBC radio station. Anyway, I decided that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to work at Radio 2. And so I made that decision, and then I literally started taking actions. I started working towards it. And it took about 5 years. It took about 5 years, but I didn't quit, and I went on and on and on. I started, like, literally, you know, I would get in contact with all the producers and say, well, can I meet you for a coffee, and da, 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 da. And I just basically did every single thing that I could think of to get in there, and eventually I ended up with a, you know, with a contract, and then I ended up with a staff job at the BBC, which was, quite frankly, which is unheard of these days. And it was because I decided what I wanted. I knew in my heart, and I believed in my heart, that it was possible for me to work there, because why the fuck not? And then I started taking action. And the key thing also then was I didn't quit. And so when it comes to getting anything that you want in life, I really do think that it is that combination of making the decision, believing that it's possible, taking the action, but then not stopping when it doesn't arrive within 5 minutes or even 6 months, because it might take a year or it might take 10 years, but who the hell cares? If we know it's on its way, then it doesn't matter how long it's going to take. And so often when something doesn't come to us in, you know, a month or 2 months or 6 months or a year, then it's just like, oh, well, it's not working. But no, that's not the case.
I love that.
Like with our podcast, like you and I, I mean, my podcast turns 2 years old in like a week and a bit. And that is something that is so crazy to think about. But yours is going to be 2 in a couple of months. Now, if you and I, wherever, 3 months.
No,
sorry.
Two. God, oh God. Oh my God.
But it's 2. If you and I had decided whatever we want to achieve out of our podcast, if we had decided, I mean, take my membership. I wanted to start a membership, and I knew that I wanted to start a membership quite a long time ago, but I knew that it would happen down the line. But the actions actually to be able to be in a position to start a membership were to be really consistent with my podcast and show up every single week without fail, multiple times, to put that, you know, to sort of create those connections with the listeners, to build that sort of know, like, and trust factor, to get people to trust in me, so that they would trust in me enough to then want to pay me money to join my membership. Yeah. You know, that didn't happen in 5 minutes. Yeah. It doesn't happen in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I think it's kind of interesting, isn't it? We both kind of came at that at two very different perspectives. You know, manifestation can happen, you know, I suppose even with that teaching example I gave, you know, I still went and showed up and did the volunteering and put myself into a position where I managed to make that happen. And through that, and it was, you know, I ended up meeting the right people, creating the opportunities for myself, and putting myself in that position. And I think what you're saying is you've got to create an environment that is conducive to making it happen by not taking those actions, and you're not giving yourself opportunities to get to what you want. You have to, yeah, get, make stuff happen, create those opportunities. And I think we, you know, particularly today, we want everything now, because we, so much of what we get is now. You could literally sit on your sofa and order food, watch amazing films, do whatever you want. All things in the past you would have actually had to have waited for. So today we are all incredibly impatient and want it right this second. But actually, we've got to learn to enjoy that process of the waiting and of the doing to get the thing we want. Because quite often, and we hear this again and again, don't we, that when you get to the top of the mountain, as it were, you get the thing you want, actually it's not all that. You know, it's not great. It's like running a marathon, for example. It's all of the days of training and all of that, all of the stuff leading up to that, which is actually where the joy is. Yeah. And actually that's what it's all about. And actually the thing at the top, like for example the marathon, is almost like a celebration of all of that hard work and whatever it is. So, like, you know, obviously you get the celebration with your membership, I do with mine, you know, of like, oh my gosh, you're surrounded by wonderful people. But it's all, everything that goes into that makes that even more sweeter, even more special. So it's about not enjoying the process. And I think that's something which is very easy to get stuck in when you've got an awful lot to do and things aren't necessarily working for you. It feels hard, it feels a little bit uncomfortable, that we start to really not enjoy it. And then I think that's when more roadblocks come up because you're not enjoying it. So it's about, I think the most important thing is just to keep following your heart.
And
making sure that the actions that you are taking towards that final goal feel good, feel right. And of course there are going to be times where it's hard and it's difficult, but just reminding yourself of why you're doing it, and you know, and if it feels totally off course, like for me it has done a little bit more recently, so I've kind of changed tack, as it were, it's just gone down a slightly different path to something which does feel good, then that's all part of it. And yeah, you just got to trust that where we want to get to is coming.
A complete
trust is such a massive part of it.
It really is. Like I couldn't agree more. And yeah, I mean, what was I going to say? In terms of to get a little bit more woo now about it, I believe that what we also want to be doing at the same time as doing those, you know, taking those practical steps, we also want to be feeling grateful for the thing that we don't yet have. It's all, and I think we have talked about this. I've certainly talked about this on the podcast, and I think we've talked about this here yet, but I think it's so much to do with embodying the version of the future you. It is thinking to yourself, how will I feel when I get the thing that I want? And we need to embody those feelings now. We're not waiting to feel a certain way when we get the thing that we think we want. The whole thing is we need to be feeling right now how we want to feel, or how the future version of us feels. And so, yeah, I mean, it definitely is a test in so many ways, because, you know, when because ultimately what always happens is that whatever journey you're on, there are always going to be detours and roadblocks and obstacles and all the rest of it. But the real test is, what do we do with that? What, you know, where do we go from there? So when something becomes difficult, or when something feels like it's not working, do we give up? Or do we carry on? And this is something I've said a million times, but it's something I absolutely love. I heard somebody say this ages ago, which is that success is on the same path as failure. It's just further down that road. And what so often happens is that when we quote unquote fail, I don't think there's any such thing as failure personally, but whatever. But, you know, so often when we think we fail, we just give up and we kind of veer off that road. But if only we would just keep going down that road, success is just further down that road. But one thing actually, before I forget to say, is there is a guy, because I think people so often, they want the science, they want the kind of, they're like, yeah, well, that's all very well, and you're, you know, it's all very woo and kind of blah, 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 blah. But actually people really love it when there is scientific evidence and research and all the things to sort of back up this whole manifestation thing. One guy who I would recommend following on Instagram is a guy called Matt Cook, Cook with an E. I think he's at Matt Cook Coaching. He came on my podcast and talked about manifestation. I would highly recommend going and listening to that episode, the one where I talked to Matt Cook, because he was an estate agent, right? So he was working in a very kind of, you know, quote unquote normal job and kind of just living this sort of 9 to 5, blah, 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 blah. And he had an experience, which I won't go into the details of now, but it was to do with his mum who died. And it took him on this path of exploring manifestation and the spiritual side of life. He got really into Joe Dispenza. You know, you and I are both really into Joe Dispenza. Everyone should listen to Joe Dispenza if they're into this kind of stuff and they want the science behind it. But the thing I love about Matt Cook is he's the kind of guy that you wouldn't necessarily look at him and go, oh, my God, that guy is obviously into spirituality and manifestation. He just doesn't look like that kind of guy. He's a real kind of, you know, he's sort of a typical bloke. And that's such a generalization. I can't believe I did this. He doesn't come across as like woo woo and like airy fairy and all of this stuff. And he is the kind of guy who likes explanations for things. And so he went off and did all of this research and learned all of the science behind manifestation. And his Instagram is brilliant. He puts a reel out every single day and he explains this way better than I ever could. So if anyone out there who listening to this is interested or kind of intrigued by manifestation but it's a bit like, oh, is this a load of crap, go and follow at Matt Cook Coaching, because he does a reel every day on a different aspect of manifestation. You know, he talks about how important gratitude is. You and I have talked about gratitude. It's so important. You know, he talks about being grateful for the things that we don't yet have, but it's being grateful for the things in the future. He talks about embodying the future version of you. He talks about every single aspect of it in such a brilliant, clear, articulate way. So if you are interested, do go and check out Matt Cook with an E Coaching. He's awesome. Do you follow him, Holly?
No, I'm going to go and follow him. No, I don't.
I'm surprised I've never told you about him. He was on the podcast like over a year ago, and it was actually a really popular episode. Yeah. So, you know, maybe you should.
I'll definitely go and check that out.
Yeah, do.
Yeah, I think, you know, what you said about embodying this version of you want to be, I think that is just the ticket, isn't it?
Yeah,
because we are all so, you know, we wake up every day, we're all so kind of programmed into just the stuff we do every day, you know, that our thoughts are on repeat every day, our 60,000 thoughts every day are on repeat, most of them are negative, we think the same every day, we do the same actions, but if we carry on thinking and showing up doing the same, then we're going to get exactly the same of what we've always had. And that is a manifestation of what you can kind of see and touch and see and feel now. So what we have to do is we have to shift that up. We've got to think differently. We've got to take different actions. That is how we're going to get to where we want. We can't just wake up and do exactly the same, think the same, be the same, because we'll get what we've already got. So it's about actually embodying that version of yourself, which you want, you know is going to be the person who's going to get what you truly want. And that is where you can do loads of different practices like meditation, breath work, affirmations, all of those things to really go, this is the version of me who I know is going to get that. I need to show up like this, not like the doubtful, worrying version of myself. I've got to show up as the badass, believing in myself kind of version. And that is gonna help me get what I want.
It's so true, because nothing changes unless we change. We have to change ourselves in order for our lives to change. And, you know, I mean, you and I could talk about this ad nauseam. It's just, it's because it's so incredibly important. So if people take nothing else away from this conversation, you know, take that away, like what you just said about, you know, it really, we have to change the way that we're thinking, the way that we're feeling, the way that we're being. So ask yourself, who do you want to be, and literally embody that version of you. And it's also just quickly, because I know we've gone over time, oh my god, but it really is so much to do with connecting to that higher version of yourself and connecting to that higher realm, something bigger, just that, so cultivating that belief and that faith in something bigger. And I'm not talking about God, I'm talking about, I think of it in terms of the universe. You can think about it like, you can think about it in terms of spirit or the quantum field or source energy or God or whatever you want to think of it. But just connect to that higher part of yourself and that higher higher power that's is there for the taking, if only we would lean into it. And like you say, things like meditation and breath work and walking in nature and all of these things, we've got to raise our vibration to feel good and follow. It's about following what feels good. I think we talked about following what feels good on another live, but anyway, yes. I just feel like there's so much to say about this. I know. 9:32, so we have to
wrap it up. Well, yeah, there is so much. Maybe we'll do another one on this at some point, because there is so much to say.
Yeah, we should.
I'm gonna go and follow Matt Cook now.
Dude, Matt Cook, the knee coaching, he's awesome. I love him.
All right, love. Nice to see you.
Lots of love.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.